Managing creative teams is one of the most rewarding yet challenging roles a leader can take on. The blend of innovation, imagination, and technical skill that drives creative work is powerful. But managing this process requires a careful balance. In a recent article from Harvard Business Review titled "Leading Creative People is Hard, Here's How to Do It," Neri Kara-Silliman offers valuable insights into how leaders can effectively guide creative talent. At Brand Voyagers, we know firsthand that leading creative teams demands both empathy and strategy. While Silliman's article provides excellent foundational principles, we believe there's more to explore. Below, we offer our thoughts on her key points and expand on areas that can take your leadership of creative teams to the next level. Understanding the creative process. Silliman emphasizes the need for leaders to understand the mindset and process behind creative work. She suggests regularly checking in with creative staff, asking open-ended questions to learn more about their process and motivations. We wholeheartedly agree that taking time to understand the unique ways creatives think and work is important. However, at Brand Voyagers, we go further by recognizing that different creative disciplines, whether it's graphic design, content creation, or UX design, require tailored management approaches. Immersing yourself in these disciplines allows you to offer more meaningful support, guidance, and feedback. Giving creative teams space. The article highlights the importance of giving creative teams the autonomy they need to innovate. Silliman suggests adopting a decentralized management style where creative professionals are given the freedom to make decisions about their projects. We couldn't agree more. Creativity thrives when people have room to explore without the constraints of rigid oversight, but autonomy doesn't mean a lack of structure. At Brand Voyagers, we believe in providing creative teams with a framework that aligns their efforts with broader business goals. Creative freedom is important, but it must be balanced with strategic direction to ensure that projects stay on track and deliver the desired results. Providing direction and feedback. Silliman stresses the importance of providing direction and constructive feedback without stifling creativity. Leaders should be clear about the goals of the project while allowing the creative team to find their own way to reach those goals. We believe that feedback should go beyond the immediate project. Effective leaders act as mentors, helping creative professionals grow in their careers and develop their skills over time. Constructive feedback should not only focus on the current task, but also inspire long-term development and creative growth. Fostering cross-department collaboration. Collaboration between creative teams and other departments is important to ensuring that projects run smoothly and meet business goals. Silliman advises leaders to foster these relationships through regular cross-team meetings and team-building exercises. At Brand Voyagers, we see cross-departmental collaboration as an opportunity to align all parts of the business with a unified vision. By using integrated project management tools and creating a culture of open communication, we help creative teams understand the broader context of their work. When creative professionals collaborate effectively with other departments, they produce work that not only meets aesthetic goals, but also drives business results. Balancing creativity with business needs. Silliman reminds readers that creativity must be balanced with profitability. Leaders must ensure that their creative team's work aligns with the financial goals of the organization. At Brand Voyagers, we agree that creativity should serve a strategic purpose, driving results that contribute to the bottom line. However, we believe that leaders should implement systems to evaluate creative ideas based on metrics like return on investment, ROI, customer engagement, and brand impact. This approach ensures that creativity is not just artistic expression, but a driving force behind business success. What's missing? While the article provides strong guidance, we see a few areas where it could go further. Diversity and creativity. Different creative disciplines require different leadership approaches. Recognizing and adapting to these nuances can improve the effectiveness of managing diverse creative teams. The role of data. Data can enhance creative work by providing valuable insights. While Silliman warns against over-relying on data, we believe it's important to explore how data can be used constructively to inform and inspire creativity. Remote and hybrid work. The shift to remote and hybrid work has changed the way creative teams collaborate. Leaders need to adapt their strategies to ensure that creativity and connection are maintained in these new environments.